But your question is?
I mean, you're giving like...
It doesn't matter.
But and that aspect of Ladini Shakti is also faith, because spiritual enriched substance with dedication and faith, that's what
it is. Yeah.
What is like...
So faith means belief in this prospect. Two prospects lie before us. One is mastership in the mundane, exploitation. The other prospect that's been awakened within us by the grace of Guru Vaishnava, Sadhu Shastra, is servitorship in the spiritual domain, the land of dedication. They've awakened us to the potential of another identity. And Shraddha Shabde Vishwasa Kohe Sudrida Nishtoy Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Faith means that gradual growing development of the belief that just by giving my full attention to Krishna consciousness, everything else will become adjusted. Don't be deceived by the notion that once I have other things adjusted, I can dedicate myself. That will go on forever. But rather, we should think, no, if I give my full attention to Krishna consciousness, there's nothing that will be, I won't be blamable for anything. Remember once one man approached Srila Prabhupada for sannyas. And some discussion ensued, as always. And later, one devotee, when that man perhaps had gone, told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I think that whimsically he's wanting to take sannyas as an escape from his family obligations. And Prabhupada said, whatever the reason, it's good. He wanted him to back himself into a corner where he has no option other than surrender. And Guru said, and once accepted, rightly or wrongly, it should be kept. Does this mean that we're endorsing the whimsical abandonment of family obligations? No. It's just a story. A real story. That we can learn something from. Guru Maharaj, don't think just that this is the position of lower devotees. This is a pastime of even the great devotees. When Srila Guru Maharaj came, just think here, nearby the Chaitanya Math, Mayapur and Yogpit, that And Gaur Purnima time, he had not yet joined the mat. And in his mind, he is thinking that my two brothers need to finish their education. Who will do the mother's shrad ceremony? Father had passed away, etc. Some obligations, and then when these things are adjusted, then I will offer myself as an exclusive servitor.
Мои братья заканчивают свое образование, когда у меня будет возможность как бы рассчитаться с мирскими обязанностями, обязательно полностью посвящу себя духовной жизни.
So as we see here, whenever there's a festival, after the festival, the time comes for people to return to their villages, and they come and give some dandavats as a group to Gurudev, some pranamis, some dandavats, and some sweet words of encouragement are expressed by Gurudev, and some blessings given. So that time came after the Gaur Purnima festival. Sri Guru Maharaj, there's a group of people, and this would be the appropriate time for that sort of interaction. But shocking way Saraswati Thakur began to speak. Started saying, Don't cheat me. And Guru Maharaj thought, these people, they've all come for this festival, so much joyous celebration was there. Now's the time to give some blessings or some sweet words upon their departure. And this man's admonishing them, do not cheat me.
Пришло время прощаться, и эти люди, которые пришли, так сказать, прошли по ритму, их надо вдохновить, но этот человек, он говорит, не обманывайте меня, он обращается к ним очень серьезно.
And he said, why are we connected?
Я сказал, каким образом мы имеем связь?
Because you came forward and offered yourself in service to Guru and Gauranga.
Вы пришли сюда, чтобы предложить себя служение Гуру и Гауранге.
Now, and that's why I have some relationship with you. But do not think that you have some obligation elsewhere. Right? And it has some pull upon you to take you away from the service of Guru and Gauranga. He said, I say rather, if you get news that your house is on fire, let it burn to the ground. Because it's the pull of that house and everything within it that's keeping you bound in this world. Better it all burn to ashes. And Guru Maharaj said, God brothers, future God brothers, they're telling him, Prabhu, already father is gone, mother at a certain point, then mother was gone, wife had gone. They're saying, Yashaham anugranami harishe tatanam shanai. When Krishna favors someone, he takes everything away from them. As Srila Prabhupada said when he was in Vrindavan, he said, all that remains now of my family, former family life, is a long list of names. He sent the postcard, the Guru Maharaj once saying, I'm totally disgusted with human civilization. He said, rather, I think the animals are more friendly to me. One girl, Malini from Malta, she, just before leaving India, she tried to have some affectionate interaction with a cat. Remember, cat and dog in, of India is not cat and dog of the West. And seriously, they're used to being attacked. So if you try to approach, it's interpreted as aggression. So she approached this cat, and it felt cornered and interpreted her gesture as aggression and bit her, you know, severely on the wrist. So she had to get rabies shots. And then, and it was time to return to her country. So she approached Srila Gurudev very humbly and also asked any parting instructions. So she'd been bit by the cat, returning to her country, and other things. And asked any parting advice from you. And Srila Gurudev said, don't have too much affection for any animal, for any place, or any human being. Vaishnavas are not human beings. They're Achyuta Gotra, Krishna's family. Archay Vishnav Shiladir Guru Shu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Bhuti. Don't think of them as people.